For this episode, I want to issue a quick trigger warning. There are instances of animal horror concerning eels, depictions of a possible anxiety attack, and a lot of squelching sounds. Please listen carefully.
I'm Miriam Clyde. This is my 170th day of total isolation. It's a blackout right now, and I'm a little scared, to be honest. It's usually not this bad. Like, everything. I'm not a person who's afraid of the dark, usually, but, you know, it's been dark for about 12 hours. And before this, the longest time it's been dark was about 4. I couldn't record this earlier because I couldn't find the recorder, and I don't know why the darkness is so long. You know, everything is worse in the dark. Sounds are scarier and more pronounced. Shadows are more mobile, if that makes sense. I don't know if it does. Sense is a weird thing down here. The darkness isn't the only thing, though. There's something wrong with the tank in the Northeast Library. Something I don't know. It's just not right. The eels, there are eels in it. But there were other animals. There were anglerfish, and there were hatchetfish. It's only eels now. At first I didn't notice. I just thought that I couldn't see anything and that none of the fish were lighting up. But no, it's just that everything is those pitch black eels. The eels that were always there are there. I can see them with their bright yellow tags. Eli, Janice, Bram, and Brandon, I think. Yeah. But there are hundreds of more eels besides them. I watch as they open their gaping mouths and swallow the water. This isn't the typical behavior of them. They're fast and ravenous, but have nothing to eat. And they seem entirely unconcerned with reproduction. I still don't know why there are so many. When eels mate, they die. I know this. I've seen this. But none of the original eels are dead, so these aren't their offspring. I don't know how they got there. I'm watching them right now. I've used the glowing water to see since my flashlight ran out of power and I can't find replacements in the dark. The only light here is the cups of water and the color of their tails, which are blue instead of red. That's not normal. Gulper eels have red tails. Are they sick or something? Where did they come from, and why are they weird? God, in the background, I can hear this wet, slurping sound. I usually hear it all the time. Even from when everyone was here, but I ignored it because it could just be someone stepping in a puddle or something. But I can't make those excuses now. I can hear it perfectly right now. Without the buzzing of the electronic system or the vents or the lights, it's just their footsteps. But not as if, like, not. The footsteps aren't the source of the sound, it's the ground. The ground is the thing that is making the sound in a rhythmic sound that suggests feet, I guess. But there's not a person to make that sound. Just me. I'm trying not to think about it. I'm trying not to think about a lot of things. My mother always said a good way to deal with my problems was to face them head on. She always thought that, and she always acted like that. Whenever I couldn't do things, she didn't understand. She doesn't understand that sometimes I can't do things. People don't want to do things sometimes. If she were here right now, she'd try to see where the footsteps are coming from, and then call me irrational when it was nothing. I don't know if it in this fantasy she just couldn't hear it, or she just couldn't find the source. I've tried finding the source a few times, and I always find nothing. But there are suggestions that it occurred. Reverberations and a wet sound. A wet sound when I step, but it's not the same. My mom's not here to, well, tell me that I'm irrational. No matter how much I try to copy her to say what she would to myself, I cannot do it. And I don't know if these sounds are from my head or they're real. And it's hard to tell when there's no one to verify. No one to tell me that it's all in my head. I've never had these issues. I mean, I noticed these things before, but they just faded in with the sound of the ship, which is loud, and all the people. I could excuse it. And it sounded a lot more natural, and it was a lot quieter, but now it's louder, and it's not just because there's less noise. I think it's just the fact that I'm alone, and I'm freaking out, or I'm going insane, or something. I need to distract myself, or anything, but I can't see. I can't do anything but watch the tank and talk. Something's coming. Oh God. If this is my last recording, I want it to be shared with everyone on the surface. I want people to know what happened to me, or just... I can hear the footsteps by the door. I can hear a squelching sound, and the food is going to become flesh. The eels open their jaws wider, and I can see them. And they're... Oh my... They're eating each other. The lights turned on. The floor is... It felt like flesh. It felt like the insides of a dead fish. It feels normal now, though. The eels are still there. Besides the ones that were eaten, of course, but... God. Her tails are red again. Was that all? I don't know. I don't know anything.
The Inky Water Podcast was written and created by me, L. Gamester. Thank you so much for listening, and you aren't alone.